President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, pleaded guilty to two charges in federal court today. He accepted a plea deal and agreed to cooperate with the investigation led by former FBI Director Robert Mueller. It was a dramatic twist in the case. Manafort had been facing a second trial after being found guilty on 8 fraud charges at his first trial last month. We've got BuzzFeed reporter Zoe Tillman on the line from Washington. Zoe, what did Manafort plead guilty to exactly?
Paul Manafort pleaded guilty to 2 counts, the first being conspiracy against the United States. And this charge really encompassed the full range of financial crimes, reporting crimes that he had been accused of. It was all sort of wrapped up into this broader conspiracy to defraud the United States. And the second count was conspiracy to obstruct justice. This was essentially a witness tampering charge where he was accused of trying to reach out to potential witnesses earlier this year to basically influence what they would tell investigators about the nature of his lobbying work, where he was saying to them, you know, remember our work was only in Europe, not in the United States, when prosecutors said that he was in fact orchestrating lobbying efforts in the United States and not registering as an agent for a foreign entity. So there were a lot of different allegations that were wrapped up and encompassed in these 2 counts that he pleaded guilty to.
And just to be clear, these counts that he pleaded guilty to have to do with his lobbying and work in Ukraine, not the Trump administration. Remind us what his work was in Ukraine.
Starting in the mid-2000s, Manafort represented the pro-Russia political party in Ukraine. He represented various political figures who were members and leaders of that party, including Viktor Yanukovych, who would go on to be the president of Ukraine. And that work included organizing political campaigns in Ukraine, and then more sort of relevant to the DC case, doing lobbying work and public relations work on behalf of the Ukrainian government at the time in the United States.
Paul Manafort's lawyers had said there was no chance of a plea deal. Do we know what changed?
What we know are the circumstances, which is that we were on the eve of his next trial here in Washington, D.C. Jury selection was scheduled to start first thing Monday morning. The other difference is that he's coming off a series of 8 felony convictions in the Eastern District of Virginia, where he was previously on trial earlier this summer. They convicted him really of all the categories of allegations against him there. So he was coming off what was really considered a loss out of the Virginia case and going into what was gearing up to be a multi-week trial that would again delve into his finances. So he was in for the long haul if this hadn't happened today.
How is this case connected with the probe into possible collusion with Russia, that investigation led by Robert Mueller?
There isn't a direct link between what Manafort was charged with and the allegations of collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. There's really nothing about that in the charging papers. It's related in the sense that Paul Manafort was the former campaign chair, you know, but for that role, he probably wouldn't have fallen under the purview of Special Counsel Mueller's office in that investigation. But we do know that he is now cooperating with the special counsel's office. He's waived the right to have his lawyers with him at any future interviews. So whatever they want from him, he's now agreed to give it.
What is next for Manafort himself?
Paul Manafort, first and foremost, will be going back to jail. He's been in pretrial detention since June. He has gone back today and will stay there for the time being. The prosecutors today asked for 60 days as sort of an initial period before they file a report with the court. He's agreed to delay sentencing until his cooperation is finished. So 60 days puts us at the next report is due November 16th. And then from there, prosecutors can either say, we're done, we're ready to go to sentencing, or they can say, we need more time, which is what we've seen with other cooperators like former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, former campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, where there were sort of lengthy periods of cooperation where sentencing was delayed. So we really don't know what's next. We just know that Paul Manafort is now on the list of individuals within the president's orbit who have agreed to cooperate with what the special counsel is doing.
BuzzFeed reporter Zoe Tillman. Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks.